Welcome back to the Oh Dear Podcast with your two hosts. I'm Nicholas Jewett.
And I'm Amanda. And I just want to say thank you for the support so far. And don't forget to subscribe and rate.
Now, on with the show. Welcome back to another episode of Oh Dear, everybody. Let us know what you guys think about that new intro. Took us a little bit.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and the mistakes that I made, like, straight off, like,
they were pretty classic. Yeah. It's been a minute. How are you feeling, babe?
I'm feeling good. Kind of getting back into things. Yeah. A little tired, but not too bad.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
Just started some iron infusions, finally.
Yep. Started that on Friday, and I go again on Monday, and then every 2 days from there until 5 treatments are done.
Yeah, that was a little scary for me when you let me know what your platelet levels were.
Yeah, I didn't realize they were so bad, because the first initial number, when I knew that I had a iron deficiency, wasn't, like, as bad as what she told me over the phone when I was there. You know, so yeah. it was kind of scary to know that you're not, like, making any red blood cells. So.
Yeah, it's pretty frightening. Yeah, again, sorry for the delay, everybody. We've been quite busy over the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, it just seems to be, like, nonstop between, like, doctor's appointments and work in general, like, has really just, you know, consumed us quite a bit. And then You've been at the old house cleaning that.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. So, because we had tenants living in my house, and they just moved out, left quite a bit of a mess. So, yeah, we've been working on cleaning that up. I won't get too deep into it, just because, yeah, and there's no need to really. But yeah, that sucked up some time.
Last weekend was our baby shower, so
yeah,
it was. I thought it was a lot of fun.
No, it was a lot of fun. It was great. Everybody was really like, just high spirits. It felt good to be around, honestly. Yeah.
It was nice. And, like, the fact that it was, like, fairly small, you know, it was just basically, like, family here and, like, I think two of my coworkers, and that's it.
Probably, like, what, 10 people?
Yeah. And, like, for being in, like, not a huge house, you know, everyone was pretty, like, spread out still. We, again, went through the same precautions of, like, cleaning the day before and a little bit that morning before everyone showed up.
Decorations were great.
It was a lot of fun. They were trying to tell me that I couldn't help, but
they didn't work.
Ended up helping anyways. I'm pretty sure I got all the cupcakes done and stuff, so.
What was your favorite, like, decoration, like, part of it? Because I liked that gold, like, streamer curtain that they hung up. That was pretty cute, I thought. And then they had, like, the balloons around it and everything. I thought that was pretty nice.
I liked the balloons that had the confetti in it up until it was time to
clean it up.
Yeah, get rid of those. I was trying really hard to just, like, make a tiny hole so it would just leak out. And I ended up just, like, bursting, like, 3 of these balloons, and confetti just went everywhere. so that was fun.
It's pretty funny. Other than that, like, we had a couple tables set up. The games were fun. Everybody seemed to play along. Yeah. They seemed to enjoy it. A couple bingo winners.
Yep, a few of those. Yeah, it was fun to, like, coordinate with the girls to, like, hey, what should we do? And they ended up doing a chat without me because they didn't want me to know. So that was pretty funny.
But, yeah.
No, I think it turned out really well, and I appreciate everyone that came and, like, chipped in and helped. It was amazing. It made us feel, like, really great.
Yeah, so. It did. Honestly, it was nice. It was nice having everybody here and in such high spirits. It felt great to be around.
Yeah. And my grandmother even showed up, and I was surprised about that. So
yeah, I was too.
I'm glad. It was nice to see her after a while. So.
Yeah. You want to talk about the gifts?
Oh, my gosh. So many gifts.
So many gifts. Oh, my Lord.
I don't even know, like, the amount of clothes that we have, like, is just insane. I don't even know what to do with it all, and I'm afraid that she's not even gonna wear everything that everyone bought her. Diapers, like, and I didn't even realize, like, how small, like, newborn diapers and clothes are.
They're tiny.
They're really tiny. I'm like, what if she doesn't even fit into these the first, like, when she is born? Like, this is gonna be crazy. The blankets and stuff were my favorite.
Yeah, we got two homemade quilts. Both so nice. So pretty. And then your sister got us the Harry Potter What would you consider, like, a count-along is, like, the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, it's just, like, to record, like, you just take a picture of your baby on the blanket and you put, like...
The month and day.
Day, yeah. Yeah. Like, oh, she's 3 months old, so you put it around the three and the month, so...
Yeah. Yeah.
It was
nice. Yeah, it's really cute. I like the artwork on it and stuff. But yeah, like you said, the quilts were really pretty. Obviously, your aunt, my mother made a couple. So those were really nice. Yeah.
And her room's coming along. Like, now that we got everything, like, it's all, like, fully decorated to, like, oh, the baby's going to be here in, like, 8 weeks,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, only 8 weeks. That's pretty intense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We already got the bag ready for when we go to the hospital and stuff.
Yeah.
So I think
that's
the only...
That's a nice bag, too.
Yeah. And I think the only thing that we need to do is, like, pack our own bag. But that probably won't happen until day before.
Yeah.
And I say that because, like, we have a scheduled C-section, so we know when we're going in.
Yep.
Unless she comes early, but let's just hope she doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah, a bunch of gifts. I don't even know what everybody got, to be honest, because... Like, it just went so quick. The two nieces were just handing boxes left and right, running off with stuff. Yeah. So that was hilarious. So yeah, I don't even know who got us what, but so much good stuff. I want to talk about the clothing a little bit more because it seems like everybody got the same like theme, which is a little old lady, and I love it. Like the flower patterns are so like vintage looking and... Like, it seems like it stretches across all the clothes that she got, and it's so cute. I can't wait to see a little baby in all these little old lady clothes.
Yeah, that was, like, the best part about creating the registry when it came to, like, clothes. I found this really cute, like, website, and they also, like, you can shop through Walmart.com, and they have some stuff on there, but it's Pat, and it's, like, super cute, like, all these, like... floral clothes. I'm like, and I absolutely just fell in love and just went crazy from then on.
Yeah.
So, and my cousin just had a little girl, and I did the same thing with her. I sent down flower pattern clothes. And like, I'm turning every little baby girl into an old lady. So.
Yeah, it seems like that's like a new thing, right? Like, I have a 5-6 year old niece at this point, and I don't remember like those that style of clothing. When she was born, like, I feel like the old vintage flower patterns are really coming back.
Right.
And I love seeing it. It looks so good, I think. So, yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I really enjoyed it. And it was a lot of fun. And I know one of our friends got us, like, he went with deer themed.
Oh, yeah.
So it was super adorable like, open up his gift and... Ah, it was just so cute. A, like, little deer robe. It was...
it was so cute. She's like a little Bambi.
Yep.
It's so cute.
So that was super sweet of him. And
yes.
I mean, I call him our stepchild. So it was really sweet to, like, receive that gift. And I talked him into showing up to the baby shower. So it was nice.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, he showed up later than everybody else because he was working, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But, so nice to see him, his mom. Just crazy. Like, we haven't really spent much time with these people because of COVID and stuff. So it's, like, nice that when they all got together, it was just so nice to see them. And, like I said, everybody was in such good spirits around, like, you know, the idea of what we're getting together for and everything, of course. So it was just like it was a perfect day, to be honest.
Yeah, but I think everyone really did enjoy themselves. It was really nice.
It was
see,
really nice.
You know, and like no complaints anywhere. You know,
no.
Like there was no like, oh, am I gonna get anything or anything like that. So
do you want to talk about the food?
Oh, it's delicious.
Yeah. That was awesome. We had such a good spread on the table,
so
and
much.
It went quick.
Yeah, after especially. Once Adam got here, like, he definitely was our cleanup guy. But, like, the amount of fruit, cheese, and crackers, and, like...
The amount of fruit was insane. There was, like, 3 plates of just fruit.
Yeah. It was. It was good. It was delicious. And everyone loved it.
Yeah.
Like, people, like, just had plates and plates of, like, fruit and cheese and crackers, you know?
Because your sister and Jess were, like, decorating the whole house. And, like, as soon as they finished, the plates hit the table and they, like, everybody just sat. It was just munching on fruit, crackers. It was, right, and, like, vegetables. It was great.
Yeah, to the point where, like, we had to refill the plates before everyone, like, showed up, yeah. You know? So that was pretty funny. But it was a lot of hard work, so, like, why not just, yeah. like, veg out for
a they
little
did
bit.
A great job. Like I said, I loved the – we have, like, a little archway into our kitchen, and they put the, like, vine stem up yeah. it, like, up around half of it with balloons around it. And I thought that was just, like, a – I don't know. It looked really, like, organic and cute. I liked it a lot.
Yeah. yeah. I can't wait to see what they do for our wedding. Yeah. Hint, hint, girls. So, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
yeah. Anything else you want to –
No, I don't think there's too much. Not too much. Cameron has been going to a friend's house about every other week, something yeah. like that. So yeah. he's really enjoying that. Yeah. It's been a while since he's been able to, you know, go over to a friend's house and enjoy some time. So he does that every other weekend, and he absolutely loves it. It's something for him to look forward to.
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to actually – I was thinking about this last night that I did want to talk about Cameron because we just had the option to put him back into school full time, but we decided to do the half remote, half in school still, just in case, you know, like, because you brought up the point that a lot of students are going to be going back to school full time, so it's going to be a flood of students in there. So we'll just see how that pans out first. I think yeah. that's just really smart.
Yeah, it makes me nervous to see, like, I know, like, Maine has, like, the all clear to, like, fully open schools.
Yeah. And then, of course, mask mandates are dropping left and right. So, yeah. I mean, I know we're, like, on the other side of this now, but I still think it's too early to be, like...
Just to be thrown back into it.
Yeah.
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 So we're trying to play it safe still. And, like, even now, like, I'm not sure if I want to, like, pull him from school when we have the baby to keep down, like, germs from the house. But
we do... In this house, we have... a bottle of hand sanitizer on every table, yeah. like every flat surface is a bottle of hand sanitizer. So, and I know Cameron, I know he, like, you know, he's a 10-year-old boy, so he gets sticky fingers and stuff, you know, whenever he eats anything, but, you know, he does a really good job about, like, washing his hands and staying cleanly, so it's good. So I'm not too worried about it, but yeah, the other thing I wanted to say is that he's really enjoying his after school program that he goes to once every week too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because, like, you know, we had the episode where we talked about, you know, how Cameron was doing and everything, and, you know, it kind of came off a little negative on our part, I think, but, you know, with him not being in school, it's crazy how much his, like, mentality changed and everything, and now just half time at school and having that robotics to go to, his, like, whole demeanor, everything has changed, whole 180, he's been... like, so cheerful, so helpful. Like, he jumps on everything.
Super chatty.
Super chatty. That's all right, you know. I just go, uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh. But, yeah, and, you know, I had to talk to him, or not really talk to him, but just mention to him earlier this week, like, hey, get off the TV. You know, you need to have chores to do. So, like, he had to, you know, like, a little slip like that, but, he just, like, oh, like, you know, he kind of realized, like, oh, you know, I have been sitting on the TV too much.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah, it was, it's crazy how attached, like, that part of him is to school and just, like, being out. I guess it's, like, it's a clear image of, like, how COVID affected humanity.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, you could see it in a 10-year-old boy so clearly. Yeah, I was thinking about that the other night when I was laying in bed, so.
Yeah, and now he's going off on other things that he wants to join, and I think this spring is track, I think yeah. that's what he said yeah. he wanted to do, so he
track's
might.
Track's in the fall, isn't it?
Cross country's in the fall, and I think track's in the spring. I'm not sure, but I know it has to do, like, another running thing for yeah. him, so he's looking forward to that. He brought up art club, but I couldn't. There wasn't a way for me to, like, leave work on a Thursday early for yeah. him to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes, like, I run late on Thursdays, so.
Yeah. But, yeah, other than that, everything's been good. Sorry we've been busy, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it's just been crazy over here. And, like, in the back of my mind, I'm like, oh, we have to do a podcast soon. And then, like,
topics are piling up. And we're just
a week goes by, then another one. I'm like, shit, we really got to get this done.
And then we're going into the spring, so it's like, oh, more time spent outside, and you know, we got to clean up the yard and stuff. And
yeah, speaking of spring, things are looking great outside lately. There's like no snow in our front yard anymore, so that's really nice, but today it's apparently snowing, so
yeah. I don't think it's gonna amount to anything because it's like 40 degrees out still, but
yeah, but it's definitely, it's spring's right around the corner, and I can't wait to get things done, get the garden going.
Oh my god,
I'm so excited. I went a little crazy on seeds recently when I went grocery shopping, so I have like so much to plant.
Yeah, can't wait.
Yeah, but thank you guys. Yeah. Sorry it took us so long, but we do appreciate everything. So yeah. Thank you.
We'll touch base again, guys. Thank you.